A walk down memory lane with our very own Jewish encyclopedia. It's Talk of the Town with Isaac Resnick, only on your station, 101.9 Chai FM.
Welcome, good morning. Well, I hope you had a wonderful, wonderful Yom Tov. The weather was absolutely perfect, and even for Tom Gedalia, it cooled down, and that was ideal. Now, this morning I have in the studio three very special guests. I'll introduce them in a few moments. But as usual, we start off with, unfortunately, those who passed away during the week. And there was Lena Jacobs, Samuel Maltz, Cecilia Levine, Lorna Sneech, Simeon Davidovich Veyman, Rebecca Joseph, Dennis Frankel, Harvey Wolf, Bella Leventhal, Lily Favish, Shirley Berman, Rosalind Oster, Stuart Tobin, and I'll come back to that in a moment, Frieda Leverton, Max Schneider, and Louise Lederman. I want to wish all the respective families, Chayim Toivim Arukim, a long and a good life, and may they have no further sorrow. Now, I mentioned Stuart Tobin. I'm sure many of you remember him. I remember when he first came to South Africa with his late parents. They had the antique silver store, corner Kirk and Delver Street in town. And of course, I owned the Jewish bookshops then, and I used to get all my Kiddush cups from the Tobins. In those days, it was customary for most of the shuls to give a bar mitzvah boy either a singer sidur or a Kiddush cup, and I must have bought a couple of hundred from them during that period. Stuart, by the way, was one of my oldest clients for Arba Minim. I passed 39 years. He never missed one year, regularly always buying a set of Arba Minim. So I want to wish their respective family also Chaim Tovim Arukim. And on a very happy note, I want to wish Stan Schmuckler a happy 65th birthday, which was on Rosh Hashanah, the first day. So Stan, if you are listening or you get this message, Mazel Tov. Now, I have in the studio three very young, special men. I'm going to ask them to introduce themselves and then tell you why I've invited them into the studio. So I'm going to call upon, first of all, Eliyahu Glass.
Yeah, hi, so my name's Eliyahu Glass. I was born in Israel, then we moved to England for 11, 12 years. Then we moved to South Africa on New Year's Eve 2015, so that's just a little bit about myself.
Well, if you want to know who Eliyahu Glass is, his grandfather is Rabbi Glazerson. I'm sure many of you remember, very, very involved with the Kollel, and he wrote a few books on Gematria, the letters of fire. I could go on about it. Father Rabbi Glass, he davens at the Keter Torah. So is the family. And unfortunately, their grandmother was nifted a few weeks ago. And Rabbi Glass, very, very well known in this community. And the other gentleman to introduce yourself.
My name is Tuvia Khan. I was born in South Africa. I used to live in Sandton when I was about 4 years old. Then I moved to Glen Hazel, and I've been there pretty much my whole life.
Right. What school do you go to now?
Masif Tashari Torah.
Right. And the next gentleman to introduce yourself?
I'm Aaron Landau. I'm from Johannesburg, and I went to Heschel Lions until about grade six, and since then I've been at Masifta Shire
Torah. Yeah. And your parents, where are they from? Johannesburg?
My father's from Cape Town, and my mother is from Johannesburg.
And I was reminding him there was a very famous Chief Rabbi in South Africa, called Chief Rabbi Landau, Leilu Landau, from 1908 to 1942. And he had a son who was Justice Felix Landau, who became a Chief Justice in Israel. And the other son was a district surgeon in Springs. Now, I'm going to ask Eliyahu to please introduce the subject, why I've invited them in.
Okay, so basically the whole project started, so the quick subject is we're making a massive, massive project in order to perpetuate Alan Karp's memory. Alan Karp was one of our teachers in school.
The late Alan Karp.
The late Alan Karp, yeah. So he sadly passed away from a heart attack. So we're refurbishing our school's Bet Midrash, our school study room in Alan's memory. So the way in which we're going about to raise the funds necessary for this project is we're making a massive, massive raffle. So within the raffle, So the project basically, let me just give you some background. So the project all started where the Matrix came up with an idea to do this in Alan's memory. The Matrix generally try every year and do something for the school. So this year they thought, we'll kill two birds with one stone. We'll do something for the school and for Alan. So they tried to do the project, and sadly it wasn't going so well for them. So they asked me for some wealthy people's names. So I helped them out a bit. And it still wasn't going too well for them. So I suggested they make a raffle. It still wasn't going well. So I took over the project and I decided I'd make a raffle. So I personally raised over 90,000 rand worth of prizes for the raffle. I funded the printing and covered my costs. And now we have the raffle sales open and we're introducing the project, which is a raffle. So
Right. Now, what is the prize for the raffle?
So we have a number of different prizes. The first prize is is an amazing prize. It's 15,000 rand in cash. Followed on by an Apple sports watch. Then we have two flights to anywhere in the country, sponsored by Comair with a Canon camera. So there's loads of great prizes. Loads of great prizes.
Do you want to add anything, Tuvia?
Well, the thing about the prizes, I think, is that it's not just a Canon camera. It's a ticket to anywhere in the country and a Canon camera. So the prizes are not just single things. They're very incredible prizes.
Right. Now, do you have any memories of the late Alan Karp? Did he teach you personally?
Yes, yes, of course. Alan Karp was a wonderful, wonderful man and someone I really looked up to. I was actually, you know, I could call him a friend of mine. And it was absolutely heartbreaking when he passed away. He was an absolutely brilliant teacher.
Right. Have you got any comments on the late Alan?
So I knew Alan personally, and I can just say that one thing shone from him, his willingness to give to other people was just an amazing, amazing character trait that he had. Whenever someone needed something, I mean, at the funeral, I don't know if you knew Rabbi Auerbach from Osmach, he said that his son lost his notes during his matric. Mr. Karp gave him notes. Mr. Karp gave him his own notes. Mr. Karp cared for every single student of his. And I just think that that's something that shone through Mr. Karp, and I think that it would be amazing if we could get this project together to actually do something back for Mr. Karp, since he's done so much for the community.
Now, is there going to be a closing date for this competition? When is it?
So the closing date of the raffle, Isaac, is and again, just one second, I just want to say thank you to Isaac for having us on the show. Of course, we really appreciate it. So again, back to the question. So the closing date of the raffle is the 5th of November. The draw will be on the 5th of November, and we hope to sell all our tickets before then, and yeah.
So I'll ask you a little later on to give us all the banking details. We'll come back to you in a few moments. We're just going to take an ad break.
He's called the Walking Human Encyclopedia, but here at Chai FM, you know him as Isaac Resnick. For a nostalgic walk down memory lane, catch Isaac Resnick Friday mornings at 9 a.m. And for the lowdown in the community, be sure to stay tuned for Talk of the Town, Tuesday mornings at 9 a.m. What's going on in the community? Let's find out with Isaac Resnick.
So if you just tuned in, I'm talking to three young gentlemen who are paying tribute to a wonderful man, the late Alan Karp. Now, I knew the Karp family going back for many years. I'm sure many of you remember the late Mrs. Karp. She was the switchboard operator, the secretary at the firm where Michael Karp was the senior partner of Cranko Karp. And really, the late Alan was a brilliant, brilliant teacher. He had a fantastic memory and also a brilliant historian. He was very pedantic on Jewish history, and that's where I learned from him as well. I love Jewish history. I like quoting Jewish history, and it's so important. I always tell all my listeners, if you don't know your past, you don't have a future. So we're getting back now to Eliyahu. Can you give us a few more details? And as you say, you're going to refurbish some of the classrooms or the schools. What is going to actually happen?
So in essence, the project is a refurbishment of the school's Bet Midrash, the school study room. So the main refurbishment is actually going to happen to the study room. So i.e. we'll have new chairs, hopefully metal ones, obviously budget regulated. So new tables, new flooring, maybe possibly a new air conditioner. And on top of the Bet Midrash refurbishment program, in order to extend the Bet Midrash, which is also part of the refurbishment program, we are going to have to extend the canteen too. So it's not just the Bet Midrash that we're actually changing for Alan. We're also extending the canteen. So it's a massive project.
Right. Now, you say that this is the study room which you're going to refurbish. Is there going to be a library there or books for to be borrowed or to learn there? Because I want to make a certain suggestion.
Right, so within obviously the study room, there's already a number of books, Jewish books. So
Sforim.
Sforim, yeah, there's a number of different Sforim in bookshelves there. But the main thing that we're going to be putting in is probably a plaque that's going to say dedicated in the memory of Alan Kopp. There may be a couple of extra books, Sforim, added in, but the majority of it is just going to be building and maybe another bookshelf.
I want to suggest that some of the books put the – you have a little sticker printed in the name of the late Alan Kopp devoted. Now, the late Alan was very, very involved and loved Jewish history – I'm going to make a very special announcement now. I'm going to make available my historical archives, which will be put into that library.
Oh, that's amazing. Thank you, Isaac. We really appreciate it.
Now, why I mention this, whenever I'm on air, I always tell people, if you find anything that you don't know anything about, don't throw it away. Contact me. Now, over the years, I've collected enormous, enormous books. Going back, I've even got a few months ago, I've mentioned this before, a shas that is printed in 1874, a Vilna shas. And the gentleman who was going to, phoned to tell me about it, it still was in its original packaging when it came from Europe. From the shipper, it was never ever opened. It was his great grandfather's shas. And when I came there, I was absolutely blown over when I saw this. I immediately took it over. So, and the other day, just before Rosh Hashanah, Erev Rosh Hashanah, I got a call from a gentleman who lived in Victory Park. I'm not going to give his name at the moment. And he said to me, he's got some wonderful material. There is the late Rabbi Israel Soloveitchik, who was my teacher. At the J.P. Shul, he was also Dayan of the Johannesburg Beth Din, and he lived across the road from us in Fox Street, and he rented the room there with his late with daughter Mickey, remember very well, and the late Rabbi Lloyd Tzatzal used to come and study with him and his late father twice or three times a week, and he's got material there. It's either letters or I don't know what it is. I haven't seen it yet. From the three of them who used to sit and study together. Now, I said to him, I'm definitely coming to get it because these are such valuable documents. You don't throw them away. So if you've got anything, please contact me and I'll make sure it's going to go into this library in the memory of Alan because, as I said, he loved Jewish history. I love Jewish history and there's so much there. So that will be a contribution from myself. I will select what I'm going to give you. I have an enormous archive going back 40, 50, 60 years of Jewish history of this South African Jewish community. Now, the other two gentlemen, do you want to add anything, Aaron, or do you want to add anything in?
Alan Karp was, we had an amazing relationship with the students. And he was always up to date with the sports results. He wasn't just a historian. He was also a fanatical sports fan and watched all the sports. And he would have regular discussions with us. He was really into everything, and it was very easy to talk to him. He was an amazing man.
The thing about Mr. Karp is when it was his lessons, it wasn't like, oh, another teacher's coming into class. It was, my friend is coming to teach me and to discuss stuff with me. And his knowledge of sport and history was absolutely amazing. I mean, the predictions that he made about some sport have clearly become true today. And, yeah, it was just amazing.
Elia, can you give us some details how they can contact you? Anybody out there in all our audience who want to make a contribution, who want financially or whatever you want to add to the study room that they're going to do, you can contribute. I mean, there could be firms out there who can give new furniture, etc. As a matter of fact, after the show, I'll mention one or two gentlemen to you who you should approach, and I can assure you they won't even think twice. They'll even donate all the furniture that you need.
Okay, yeah, so just as Isaac said, just before I give you the banking details and the school's phone number, I just want to tell you that the total goal of the project, we're trying to reach between 450 and 550,000 rand. So through raffle ticket sales, which is a massive, massive goal. So obviously, if you could assist outside of the raffle, would be as a donation. If you do want to buy tickets, there are people selling at Coast World every night, sometimes at Genesis. So let me just give the banking details over quickly. So the banking details is the bank is FNB. So the account name is Sharei Torah. That's S-H-A-A-R-E-I, Torah, and then Association, A-S-S-N. So the branch code, I don't know if you need it, it is 212217. The account number is 62381743973. I'll just repeat that. It's 62381743973. So if you just reference with your name, if you want to, and maybe you can put Chai FM, since it is coming from Chai FM, we would just like to acknowledge that it's through Chai FM that we are raising this money for Alan.
Eli, just one more thing. What is the price of a raffle ticket?
So we sell raffle tickets for 100 Rand each. So that's the way we're going to reach our goal. But within the actual raffle, we have also something called a partnership. So what the partnerships are is basically a way for somebody to maybe put their, if they have a late father or a late mother, they can put their late father or late mother's name on a plaque in the school's new study room, the new Beit Midrash.
Now, I just want to ask you one very, very important question. Halachically and also from the legal point of view, have you had this registered? Because, you know, raffle tickets is a form of lottery. It's a four, you know, it's chance. So you just have to be sure that you've registered this correctly and you've checked it with the Beis Din or with your rabbi.
So we have checked it through with the school and with the school's fundraiser and the school's director, and everything has been going through the school's accounts, which are charity accounts, which the tax is being correctly deducted from, and their tax-free accounts because it is for a charity. The school is actually a registered charity organization. So since this is within the boundaries of the school, it is strictly registered, and there is no problems concerning
that. That's the most important thing. Now, we're going to take an ad break. And we'll be back in a few moments.
You're listening to Talk of the Town with Isaac Resnick on 101.9 Chai FM.
Now, if you just tuned in, I'm talking to three very young special gentlemen who are doing a project in the memory of the late Alan Karp. But before we continue with them, I want to make a very, very special announcement and talk about a very serious subject which concerns the complete whole Jewish community, whether it's in Johannesburg or wherever it is in South Africa. Now, this morning I'm starting the, as we say, the Arba Minim, the sale of the Etrog and Lulavim, which I've been doing for the past 46 years. Now, the Johannesburg Beis Din, the UOS, the Heksha of their Arba Minim are the only ones who have that Heksha. There are three other suppliers. Please, they are genuine. You can please contact them. They will show you their Heksharim, and that is Rabbi Aviu Levi, Rabbi Yeshua Levi, and there used to be Rabbi Heller, but he's coming to me this year because there was a problem in Italy with the Calibri. You know, the Lubavitch was always used to get their Etrogim from Italy, but there was frost, destroyed it. So we at the UOS have arranged, I brought in a special shipment of Kafar Etrogim, Kafar Chabad, which is from the Rebbe's tree, the original seed. So you can contact, you send an SMS to Ruth at uos.co.za to order your Etrog and Lulavim. Now, there are other people out there, I can't mention names, who are selling Etrogim and Lulavim. You have to check them very, very carefully. Be sure that it's 101%. Ask them to show you their Heksha. And if their prices are very, very low, there's something suspicious about it. And I mean this in all sincerity, because you've got to be sure. You know, two things when you sell, one being matzahs and the other being the Arba Minim, the matzahs have to be 100% halachically correct. They've got to come from a reliable source. The Arba Minim have to be 100% correct. They may be taken from a pardesh, which is kosher, but who knows how they bought, who knows how they got here, if there's duty being paid, if there's been tax being arranged, and then please check out, you know, sometimes, you know, in Afrikaans is that famous expression, goedkoop is dear. You're buying something cheap, but it's costing you money because it may not be that genuine product which has a heksha or halakhically correct. So please, I appeal to the public, be very careful. Make sure that you check everything beforehand. Don't rush in. As I say, fools rush in where angels fear to tread. If you've got any comments, you can text me on 34519 or you can call me on 074-654-7335. So we're back now to our three very special guests. That's Eliyahu Glass, and we've got Aaron Khan and Tuvia Lando, and they're going to continue and tell us in a few moments about this final project of theirs for the late Alan Carpenter.
A walk down memory lane with our very own Jewish encyclopedia. It's Talk of the Town with Isaac Resnick, only on your station, 101.9 Chai FM.
Welcome back. So we have in the studio our very three special guests, and Eliyahu Glass will just give us a basic intro, and then we'll hand over to the other two gentlemen who will give you some more information.
Yeah, so just again, as I mentioned before, that if you've just tuned in, we're running a project in the memory of the late Mr. Alan Karp. So within this project, which is a raffle, we have a number of different partnership opportunities to help perpetuate Alan's memory. So the way in which we're refurbishing is obviously through the raffle to raise 550,000 to 450,000 rand. I'll just list the partnerships quickly. So the top partnership, it's called the Platinum Partner, and it costs only 18,000 Rand, and you get your name on a plaque in the school study room. Then we have something called a Diamond Partner, which is 14,400 Rand. You also get your name on a plaque in the school study room. Then we have something called a Gold Partner, which is 10,800 Rand. You get your name again in the study room, remembering that all of these are in multiples of 1,800. Then there's a Silver Partner, 7,200, Bronze Partner, 5,400, and a Copper Partner of 1,800. So I don't, just with regards to more details of why we're refurbishing the school study room and not another thing, I don't know, I think Aaron has more details about that for us.
Yes, the first and foremost reason for the refurbishment is to bring merit to the late Alan Karp's soul. The reason we're exchanging the current tables for new ones is because the current tables aren't the quality we're looking for, and this means less space in the study room. With the growth of the school, we need to utilize our space to the full extent. And we would very much like to have a higher quality inside the base medrash, and this is all for Alan Karp, and we would really hope that you are all able to assist us in exonerating the memory of Alan, who was a really fantastic man and would be absolutely thrilled about what we are doing right now. Tuvi's got more information about the prizes.
So the prizes are amazing. One of the best prizes, I think, is the 15,000 Rand cash. And then a few other prizes are as follows: an Apple Watch, and then two flights to anywhere in the country, a Canon camera, a Zodiac pool cleaner, and a 9-inch tablet, a Skullduggery headphones, a Samsung DVD player, a Xiaomi 4A cell phone, a smart torch, and two Sultan hot trays, four individual Boston computer courses of your choice, valued at 1,450 Rand each, 25 individual Net Florist vouchers, 500 Rand Discam voucher, a Pioneer car sound system, car seat covers, and a big work light. And the prizes just go on and on and on. For further prizes,
right, thank you. Now, very important, Eliyahu, you haven't told us, where do we purchase the tickets?
So again, just to reiterate, tickets can be purchased from Kosher World nightly. There's a person standing there from most nights, 7 till 10. Also, sometimes there are students at Genesis. I'm just going to give out the school's numbers that you can contact for any more information if you would like that. So let me just say the number. It's 011-786-7521. That's 011-786-7521. So that's the school's number. And I just want to again say thank you for Isaac for having us on. And I just want to repeat the banking details, if that's okay. We'll do it later towards the end of the show.
I want to just mention the following. I suggest that you contact Stan Schmuckler. You know, he's got the stand, the Good Shabbos Man, which he puts out an email every week, which goes all over the world. I don't know, it's thousands and thousands of expatriates. Now, there may be many of the ex-students of the late Alan Karp living overseas who will want to contribute in his memory. And once it goes on to Stan's Good Shabbos thing, I'll give you the details later. I can assure you, you'll get people from Atlanta or Manchester or England in London or Israel or Australia, Sydney, Melbourne, wherever they are. Because Alan taught not hundreds, but thousands of students. So they must be all over the world. And then I also want to suggest to you that after Yom Kippur, which is the Shabbat, and then on Sunday, when we start selling the Arba Minim, if you can bring one of your students, or one of you can come along and be outside there, and you can sell raffle tickets there. I'll make arrangements for you there as well. And I suggest you also contact Sukumart, Rabbi Yeshua Levy, and tell him that I said so, and he arranged for you to sell it there as well, because that's the time where everybody's coming, and we don't sell one or two. Thousands are going to be buying Arba Minim as well. So if there's anything else you want to add now?
So yeah, again, I just want to say thank you for Isaac for obviously opening up that opportunity to us, and we really appreciate that all he's done for us in this show. Additionally, I just want to, again, I'll repeat the banking details soon. I just want to say that the whole project, the core of the project is Alan Karp. Alan was somebody that gave so much to other people, and I think now it's time for people to give back to Alan. We're doing this for Alan Karp. We're trying to raise 450 to 550,000 rand. If you're able to assist, I'll repeat the school's number. If you're able to assist, please contact the school. If you want further information regarding the project, even if you just want to show interest in the project, it's all welcome. If you just want to, we would really appreciate it. So the school's number is, one more time, the school's number is 011-786-7521.
Just repeat that.
So it's 011-786-7521. So with regards to purchasing, you can purchase through cash. We also have EFT, and we bought, especially for this project in Alan's memory, we bought SnapScan. So if you do see one of our sellers, our students that are selling tickets, you can purchase from them. I'll just repeat the EFT details one more time for you. So the bank is First National Bank. It's FNB. So the account name is Sharei Torah. That's SHAREI Torah, and then Association ASSN. The branch code, if you need it, is 212217. The account number is 62381743973. And if you just want a reference with your name and Chai FM, thank you so much for assisting.
Now, what is your direct contact number if someone wants to contact you direct? Your cell number, or have you got an email address?
So I'll give you the school's email address is Mestiva, that's MESTIVA, at STPS, which stands for Sharei Torah Primary Schools. So it's Mestiva at STPS.org.za.
And your cell number?
I'll give you a cell number. So it's 060-728-0678. I'll repeat that. It's 060-728-0678.
We're going to take an ad break. We'll be back in a few moments.
What's going on in the community? Let's find out with Isaac Resnick.
Now, just to remind you that on Friday morning, between 9 and 10, we have the reflections of the past. And, of course, it's Erev Yom Kippur. And, of course, you must remember you have to do, if you haven't done it yet, on the morning, there's the early Slichas, which is the shortest one, Erev Yom Kippur. And then we have Atoras and Adorim, that's the annulment of vows. And there's also the Kaporis, and I'm not going to into those details. And then also there's the Mikveh as well, which you must go to. And most of the shuls will be starting Mincha about 2 o'clock. I'm not going into the details when the fast comes in and comes out. That you get from your local shul diary or the rabbi. And just to remind you, on Sunday afternoon, we still have the Art of the Cancer between 4 and 5. So to thank the three gentlemen who come in, I'm going to ask him to give us a final word on this magnificent, wonderful mitzvah in the memory of the late Alan Karp. And I must remind people that when Alan Karp passed away, Tzatzal, that the Rosh Beis Din Rabbi Moshe Kutzak Shlita wrote a brilliant article which appeared in the Jewish Report. I don't know if anybody read it, and he paid wonderful tribute to him. So, a final word from either Aaron Tuvia or Eliyahu.
It's an absolute incredible kindness for Chai FM to have us on their show, from Kat and the team, and of course Isaac Resnick have us on his show, and it's been absolutely fantastic and very, very kind of you. And it's just wonderful that we're doing this and that you are helping us do this for Alan Karp. And yeah, I hope people listening out there will hear this and buy tickets in his memory.
It's been my absolute pleasure.
Thank you.
So thank you so much for having us on the show. And just a final word to Alan. He was an amazing person. Every single person literally got taught by him. So every single person has an obligation to buy a raffle ticket to give back to Mr. Karp.
And just one more final word. My name's Eliyahu again. I just want to say, obviously, a massive thank you to Isaac and the whole team at Chai FM, Kathy and the controller. Thank you, Craig, for controlling again. And I just want to say that this isn't really about the school. It doesn't matter which school it is. The fact is, it's for Alan. It's for Mr. Karp. Whether it's Torah Academy, Hirsch, Lanz, Maharsha, Yeshiva, or King David, it doesn't make a difference. The point is, it's for Alan Karp. And I just want to say that if you're able to assist, we would really appreciate it, as we are trying to reach a certain amount of funds. And again, thank you to Isaac for having us on. And we really, really appreciate it. And we hope that with God's help, this project can be a success. And maybe Isaac will have us on at the end so we can just sum up and say how the project went. I don't know if that is that okay with you.
Certainly, 100%. I'm sure our listeners will want to know. Right. So I just want to thank the three gentlemen for coming in. And as I mentioned before, if you don't know your past, you don't have a future. And the Alan brought the past. He made it come alive. And he not only taught in the let's call it the Frum schools, he taught at other schools as well. And he gave his massive knowledge, his vast knowledge, over to hundreds and thousands of students. So I just want to wish the three gentlemen Hatzlocha and Brocha, and of course may you all have a light fast, an easy fast, and a meaningful fast.
Thank you.
So thank you for coming in. Thank you, Craig, for controlling. Go well and enjoy the rest of the day.